We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The founder of Facebook's Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh is John Schokoski. We always look forward to our conversations. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So we're talking about an anniversary of sorts in the baseball variety.
Yeah, this is a great baseball trivia fact for you. And you might have heard the name Connie Mack before, of course, because of the Connie Mack Stadium. But Connie Mack was actually the manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he began his long career in 1894 with his first win. He also holds two Major League Baseball records to this day, one being the most wins as a manager with 3,731. He also holds the record for the most losses as a manager with 3,948.
And this is the 124th anniversary of his first game?
Oh, yeah, that is. His first game as a manager, and that was for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Now, we love our trivia run here when it comes to the history of Pittsburgh. The Battle of Fort Duquesne and how Grant Street, it's not Ulysses Grant, right?
That's right. Not Ulysses S. Grant. It was James Grant. James Grant, the Lord of Ballindolick.
What?
Title. Yeah. He was a leader of a small regiment of Highlanders, just like you think the movie Braveheart, you know, the Highlanders, like kilts and all, bagpipes. Those people from that regiment came here to Pittsburgh to fight for the British. They decided to, while they were kind of coming down into French-occupied Pittsburgh at the time, Fort Duquesne, James Grant was the leader of the small regiment, about 800 people to the French, which only had about 500 people here in Pittsburgh. And he decided to kind of split his group in half and have half of them literally just march straight down from Grant's Hill, okay, which is where the courthouse is today downtown, and just ambush all of the French. But of course, as soon as they started playing bagpipes, you know, and the drums and everything like that, the Native Americans and the French were alerted to this, and they completely surrounded our troops.
Nice way to try to sneak up on somebody. Hey, yeah. The bagpipes.
Yeah, in fact, they ended up taking almost everyone prisoner. They killed 104 people, 220 were wounded. And this was compared to the French's 8 losses. They captured James Grant. They held him prisoner at POW at Fort Duquesne, and he failed in that particular incursion. Although they knew that John Forbes, who had a much larger regiment of about 6,000, 7,000 people, were marching this way to kind of put the final nail in the coffin to the French and tell them to get out, which they did a month later in November, and they actually burned Fort Duquesne down to the ground, or blew it up, per se, and left it just the remains, and that's what we found once everyone from John Forbes, and John Forbes is the one who is the credited with naming Pittsburgh.
Let's go much more modern times to 1964, a very significant date.
Oh, yeah. That's September 14th, 1964, Beatlemania. It's the Berg. And when I say Beatlemania, it's the Berg. Beatlemania, really, it's the Berg. You know, the Beatles were on a tour of just playing 24 cities, okay? And we were the 20th stop on their 24 cities. And almost every single concert leading up to this craziness was happening on their first American tour. I mean, things were being thrown at them. People were falling through roofs. people were getting fist fights. You know, I mean, the word got out, you know, so by the time they showed up here to Pittsburgh, I mean, there was pandemonium. Of course, Pat the Caesar was the one who brought them here to Pittsburgh. And of course, as many of you know, that Chuck Brinkman was the one who introduced them on stage.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.